This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Congressman Steve King, symbol for the right and true face of his party. I'm no friend of Steve King, the 9-term Republican congressman from the 4th District of Iowa, hard in the northwestern part of that state. Heck, I got a camera ticket on the interstate going through Sioux City some years ago and refused to pay it largely because of King and all he represents. During the time of troubles for Acorn in the United States, King was in the thick of it. Watching the organizer, I get to see him reprise his grandstanding hateration regularly as he stands before the television cameras and a bowl of acorns, claiming that he keeps an acorn in his pocket to remind him of how important it is to stop the organization. That was 10 years ago. Nothing King is doing now is any different than what he's been doing year in and year out over and over. He's in the news again for standing up for white supremacy and so-called Western civilization, which is actually a euphemism usually for white supremacy and the rule by the rich as well. Even though I may take his anti-acornisms personally, all this is just his latest outrage. He's been a stone-cold racist on a regular basis. He's been a cheerleader for neo-Nazis, immigrant basher of the worst and most vile kind. This time, California Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, stripped King of his membership in 3 influential House committees. Listening to the radio yesterday, one of his constituents on a call-in show in Sioux City said it hardly mattered since King had never been able to get any legislation done or have any impact on the committees anyway. Former Vice President Dick Cheney's daughter, now the sole congressional representative from Wyoming and the deputy minority whip, made a big stink on a namby-pamby resolution that knocked white supremacy. It passed overwhelmingly in the House with only 1 nay vote. Steve King even voted for it, which should be a good barometer of how irrelevant the motion was. Some are talking about organizing a PAC to get rid of him in 2020. The Democrats may move to censure King since they hold a majority. Some Republicans are suggesting that he start looking for another job. Why all the ruckus now? My own view is that a lot of this is a fog machine to take the attention off of Trump's regular tweets that say almost the same thing as King's do, and a cover for the fact that the Republican Party depends on hate for their vote totals. Furthermore, my view is let the racist scoundrel stay in the House. He is an important symbol and spokesperson for a central support of the Republicans from the extreme right and a reminder of the base that they may not like acknowledging in public or polite company or the news media, but is critical in their politics and their strategy for hanging on to power. Until they change their hearts and minds, let Steve King stay in office until the voters turn him out in shame and Republicans disavow jingoism, racism, and the rest of his bile as fundamental parts of their program and appeal. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement to our sister stations WDSV 91.9 FM in Greenville, Mississippi, and KABF 88.3 FM in Little Rock, Arkansas. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.